This is our league, and this is your league. From the 55-yard line on CFL America Radio and the Sports History Network.
The Dallas Cowboys entered the season as world champions and sought to become the first team to reach the Super Bowl five times. They are the Notre Dame of professional football, a national team whose popularity extends from coast to coast. No matter where the Cowboys travel, there are always friends to greet them. Their players are heroes to the young. And their success and style has gained them a following across the United States. Cowboy goals are lofty. Win the National Football Conference title and then the Super Bowl. This is usually attainable, for as their fans well know, the sum total of their stars make up a galaxy. Their record is envied, and their innovations copied down to the last glamorous detail. They appear on television so often that their faces are as familiar to the public as presidents and movie stars. They are the Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
I think when you come off the Super Bowl, in most cases you're overrated the next year from what you really are. Other teams come after you much stronger than they've ever come, because if you win the Super Bowl in 1977, then you are the measuring stick for 1978.
See what Staubach has up his sleeve on third and three. He's going to throw it back to the goal line. Pass is tipped. Caught by Dorsett anyway. The 15. Dorsett at the 20. Makes a tackle to the 30. Down the near sideline to the 40. Cuts back to the middle of the field. He may go all the way.
Before the season, many said that the Cowboys had too much of everything. And in their opener, they appeared to have all this and more as they shut out the Colts 38 to nothing. This impressive display prompted many people, maybe even the Cowboys themselves, to believe they could sleepwalk to another title. Just as they sat back comfortably, the season and the football took some strange bounces. Suddenly, every game turned into a topsy-turvy scramble. The Cowboys' stopwatch perfect timing appeared a beat slow, and they were slapped in the face by their own mistakes. At best, the Cowboys looked failingly mortal. At their worst, frightfully ordinary. Each week they appeared stretched tight enough to crack, but no team in the NFL comes at an opponent with so many fine athletes, so the Cowboys survived. Some weeks, the Cowboys survived with a display of sound, fundamental football. In others, survival was achieved by other means.
Here's a quick pitch out to Tony, the reverse, and then hands it back to Staubach.
How about Flea Flicker City?
Staubach going deep for Tony Hill, who's all alone. Caught, touchdown!
Even in victory, there was no time to relax. Each game, they reaffirmed their dedication and desire. But so, too, did the Redskins, who beat them. And so too did the Vikings, who humiliated them on national television. A bewildered team lost to Minnesota, and when they lost the next week to the Miami Dolphins, the inevitable was asked. What's wrong with the Dallas Cowboys?
And when you're fighting for the Super Bowl, everything seems to be on the upbeat. Everybody wants to win, they're paying a great price. Once you win the thing, then you want to win it again, but subconsciously you're just not ready to play at the same level you played before. And so sometime along the season you get in a position like we are right now where you got to make up your mind whether you're going to come back and win it or not, or whether you're going to be watching the other teams play on Christmas Day.
The Cowboys came to Green Bay with a 6-4 record and vividly demonstrated a championship team running on all cylinders. Before, they had labored and lost. Now, they were polished, confident, and unbeatable.
Rodgers back to throw. Looks deep across the middle, has Dupree there. Diving catch, touchdown! Oh, what a super catch by Billy Joe Dupree!
They crushed the Packers 42-14, blasted the Saints 27-7, and then settled a score with the arch-rival Redskins. On Thanksgiving Day, Doomsday 2 destroyed Washington's hopes in the NFC East. The Cowboys put a stranglehold on the Redskins, then pinned them to the mat. Rubbing out Washington 37-10, they dealt harshly with a pretender to their throne. But in the New England Patriots and quarterback Steve Grogan, they met a legitimate contender. A furious second-half rally pulled out a 14-10 victory. And the next week in Philadelphia, they crested to their fifth win in a row.
He'll throw now. Fakes the screen, flips it out to Scott Laidlaw. There's a block miss, but Scott gets loose to the 40, 35, the 30.
What a play as it develops.
Still running to the 25, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Laidlaw!
Each victory showcased new heroes as the rewards of death paid off handsomely in another NFC Eastern title.
A three-man rush. Danny has all day. Goes deep across the middle for Dupree. A leaping catch by Billy Joe. He fumbles the ball. Dorsett picks it up and is on the run.
The Cowboys ran away from the Jets 30-7 as their sixth straight victory propelled them into the playoffs for an unprecedented 12 times in 13 years.
I've seen very few teams win divisions or get in the Super Bowl that don't start fast. So we start fast, and usually we'll reach a point in the middle where we're kind of sagging or we're going down the valleys and we don't play quite as well. But we always have to finish strong, and so our philosophy has always been to start fast and finish strong. And so our team finally discovered the fact that if we don't get going, we would be out of it. And then they started to play like they did last year, even better.
The Doomsday defense traditionally has been the catalyst in the championship chases. There are veteran down linemen like Jethro Pugh and Larry Cole, and youngsters like David Stalls and Larry Bethea. They key the charge of linebackers D.D. Lewis, Bob Brunick, and Mike Hegman. Thomas Henderson jammed tight ends, and Cliff Harris stuffed runners. Doomsday 2 was the roughest to run on in the NFL and one of the toughest to score against. It was certainly not easier to pass against them, for they led the league in sacks with 58. Too Tall Jones, Harvey Martin, and Randy White collapsed pockets, and caved-in quarterbacks. In the secondary, Cliff Harris and Charlie Waters were all pros, while Benny Barnes, Randy Hughes, Mark Washington, and number 25, Aaron Kyle, turned the ball in the proper direction. For those who say the Cowboys are not a physically punishing team, let us present a witness for the defense. His name is Randy White. His nickname, Manster. If offensive guards could peer into his eyes and read his mind, they would all quit the game. But no one man can keep number 54 from his appointed round. White is a stunning combination of brute strength and speed. His power finalizes a play, while his quickness starts it all in motion. White's dogged determination, his refusal to quit on a play, separates him from the pack. His range extends from goal line to goal line, sideline to sideline. Pure and simply, Randy White is the best tackle in pro football and a leader by example of the defense. There is no question about who leads the offense. It is Roger Staubach, one of the game's fiercest competitors and the NFL's top-rated quarterback in 1978. Roger's ranking can be traced to the blockers that protected him. Pat Donovan, Herbert Scott, Burton Lawrence, Tom Rafferty, John Fitzgerald, Andy Frederick, Jim Cooper, and Raphael Wright promised a clear view of 6 points. With receivers like Jay Saldi, the Cowboys led the NFL in scoring and converted an astonishing 50% of their third down chances. This was a credit to the Pearsons, Preston, number 26, and Drew, number 88. Clutch receivers blended with explosive runners. Between mainstay Robert Newhouse, number 44, and backup Scott Laidlaw, number 35, 900 yards were chewed up and 11 touchdowns scored. When games were broken open, they were blown apart even further by Swift Larry Brinson, number 36. In 1978, Tony Dorsett was a marked man, but he improved dramatically on his Rookie of the Year season. His pass routes were more precise, and once he touched the ball, the spotlight was his. Dorsett's ability to accelerate from first gear to overdrive without shifting gears made him a unique runner and helped him gain over 1,300 yards, a Dallas Cowboy record. While Dorsett's season was expected, wide receiver Tony Hill's was not. In only his second season, Hill blended perfect technique with pure athletic ability to invite an intriguing future.
I think it's probably his potential is unlimited. Now, whether a player achieves his potential is pretty much up to him. His assets, he has a great ability to adjust to football. I don't think I've ever had a receiver that can adjust to a ball and flight any better than he can.
The emergence of Hill gave the Cowboys a stacked deck in the NFC. Some playoff teams are known for their offense, some for their speed and hustle, others still for their defense. A few, like the Dallas Cowboys, for all of those reasons. The Atlanta Falcons came to the playoffs at Texas Stadium and were expected to be routinely blown off the field by the Cowboys. Atlanta was a wild card team and wildly underrated. So they ran on emotion like a runaway train until they collided with the Cowboys' Super Bowl Express. A vicious hit left Roger Staubach unconscious and left the Cowboys trailing at halftime 20-13. Without trusty number 12, Cowboy hopes seemed imperiled. But into the breach stepped talented Danny White, and under his firm hand, America's team chomped down hard on the bit.
Solid punch away from 6 points. First down, goal to goal from the 2-yard line. Danny rolling out to his right, looking for a receiver. He's going to have to run it. Finally gets it away. Touchdown, Jackie Smith. Oh, that's going to be a thrill for him.
This 27-20 victory belonged to a 38-year-old tight end, and especially to the Cowboys' cool young quarterback. The second step to Super Bowl XIII took them to Los Angeles.
Go Rams, go! Go Rams, go!
In the Coliseum, the Rams' battle cries were raucous. The Cowboys' sight more meaningful.
Get me to him, get me, get me, baby.
Everyone predicted defense would determine the outcome, and it was Doomsday 2 that did. The Cowboys forced 6 turnovers, 2 by clutch Charlie Waters, and the offense converted them swiftly into touchdowns. The game turned into a war of words, and as usual, Hollywood Henderson had the last one.
18 minutes, 28 seconds left, and I ain't through.
Here's an interception by Henderson. Henderson down to the 50. Thomas to the 40. He's going to score. Comes right to the 30. Looks for a block. He is to the 20, the 15. Touchdown, Dallas Cowboys. Thomas Henderson. And here comes the spike. Up and over.
No one is immune from Super Bowl fever. It infects young and old alike.
16 years, you go to Super Bowl. You go to Super Bowl. Yankees won the Super Bowl.
3 years ago in the Orange Bowl, the Dallas Cowboys and Pittsburgh Steelers contested the most exciting Super Bowl ever. Now on this same field in Super Bowl XIII, they met head-to-head again and played even better. Cowboys tried to steal the game away from Pittsburgh, but at the half, they trailed 21-14. Dallas dominated the third quarter until a brutal sequence of plays ruptured their dreams.
Roger back to throw, has a man open in the end zone, caught, touchdown, dropped in the end zone, Jackie Smith all by himself. Oh, bless his heart, he's got to be the sickest man in America. He was so open.
The Cowboys salvaged a field goal, but minutes later, disaster struck on the heels of disaster. A ruinous interference penalty was not called on receiver Lynn Swann, but on cornerback Benny Barnes, number 31. The floodgates were open, and out poured two quick Steeler touchdowns. With only 7 minutes remaining, America's team made Super Bowl XIII a fight to the finish.
Roger drops back, fires it out of the flat for Billy Joe Dupree to the five and in for the touchdown.
2 minutes, 27 seconds remained. The Cowboys were running on empty, but their hearts were still pumping.
And now here comes the onside kick. It comes to the left side, and the Steelers drop it, and the Cowboys recover. Dallas has the football at the 49-yard line. Dennis Thurman picked it up, and the Cowboys may still be alive.
It was a special time for kicker Raphael Septien and special team members Dennis Thurman, Bruce Huther, and Guy Brown. Unfortunately, time was also slipping away.
As the snap drops back two steps, bumps once, goes deep in the end zone, caught, touchdown. Butch Johnson makes the touchdown catch, and the Cowboys have narrowed the margin to 35-30 with 22 seconds to play in Super Bowl XIII. And wouldn't it be something if they could get the onside kick?
In the greatest Super Bowl ever played, it took an alliance of a truly great Pittsburgh Steeler team and the clock to defeat the Dallas Cowboys. When the two best teams in pro football play 60 minutes of inspired and imaginative football, there are no real losers. The Dallas Cowboys, America's team. They left 1978 like they entered it, a champion.